True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football talk in here right now. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. He is the host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, how are you?
Yeah. I'm doing great, guys. It's good to hear your voice. That means that football season is here. We've been jonesing for it for a long time. And so it's right around the corner starting tomorrow night. I'm pretty pumped up, guys. I'm refreshed. I'm charged. I'm ready to roll here.
So are we. So we're going to bang a lot of Jets and Giants stuff, maybe a couple of national things at you. First of all, the news today, AVT out. We don't know exactly how long. Doesn't seem very good. He's very injury prone. We all know, unless you're a moron that doesn't know football, Jets are going to try to run it a lot this year. I think this changes quite a bit for them. Maybe a shift around Tippmann, whatever, Myers, but this is not a good start to the Jets because their O-line was supposed to be the strength of the team.
I agree. And so, you know, when you look at it, you go, how can this happen already? You know, I mean, he just got named the captain of the team. You know, and he had probably the best spring summer of anybody on the team. And this, like we said, we don't know what the injury is, but it looks like there might be a surgery. It's difficult. I mean, it's supposed to be the strength. They want to run the football. They want to move the line of scrimmage. He was going to be a big part of it, working against right next to the rookie Membo right over there.
Yep.
Kind of building that chemistry, I guess. One thing I saw in preseason was I saw Josh Myers at center, Joe Tippmann at guard. And so, you know, you got to get your best five out there for Sunday against a really good, you know, Steeler front. That's probably what you're going to see. You'll probably see Tippmann at guard and Josh Myers at center right now.
How do you think, Baldy, this changes, if anything, your prospects for what the Jets could have been this season?
You can't, like, injuries are going to happen. You know, right guards, it doesn't matter, quarterbacks. You know, you hope that you've built the team the right way, where you have enough depth, which I think they do, to overcome it. But, you know, they were counting on AVT to be not just, you know, a really solid player, but, you know, they want to run the ball in a variety of ways, which means he was going to be pulling. They were going to run power. They're going to run the football 20 different ways. You know, so almost like the Ravens did back when Lamar first took over. And so we're going to see a lot of formations, a lot of offense linemen pulling in, and AVT is really good at that. So is Simpson. And I thought they could really kind of go back and forth with guys kind of leading the way. And, you know, look, anytime you get to the backup, you're not going to be quite as good up front.
Yeah, for sure. And listen, we've all seen Justin Fields now a couple years in the NFL. Obviously didn't get to finish with the Steelers what he started, but we saw him at Ohio State, dynamic athlete. In college, you could throw to a wider radius because it's just it's scheme, and you can out-athlete some most of these teams if you're the Buckeyes. But you see the film, and you see a quarterback that I think has gotten a little bit better since his first year or two, but he doesn't seem to be getting credit for getting better, throwing the ball a little bit. Like, is he a disaster, or is he just average? Where is he at throwing it?
I think he's improved. You know, he was 4-2 as a starter last year. in Pittsburgh, the first six games. They had a chance to beat Dallas and go 5-1. Defense couldn't stop Dallas at the end and lost that game. But, you know, he's not a – I think his accuracy has improved, but I don't believe he's just a naturally accurate thrower.
Yeah,
the way you have to be. Like, he's just not. And so I watched him in a scrimmage against the Giants. He wasn't very good that day. Not to say – but, you know, in this game, if they can keep it close with Pittsburgh, you know, he's going to have to make five or six throws. And at the end of the day, you're going to go, wow, he made those throws. And if they win, you're going to say, hey, Justin Fields made those throws. And if they lose, they're probably going to say, ah, he hasn't improved much. That's kind of – that will probably be the analysis that we see. But, you know, when you get the opportunity against really good corners and Darius Slay and, you know, Jalen Ramsey and some of the guys they got out there in Pittsburgh, they're not – you're not going to get wide open against those guys. They've got length. They've all got a lot of experience. They know how to play. And so they've played a lot of big games against great players. So – you know, at some point, you're going to have to make great throws to beat good coverage.
Which running back do you prefer, Baldy? Breece Hall or Braylon Allen?
I think Breece is a more of a, you know, his first few years in the league, I mean, he was breaking runs longer than anybody in this league. He looked like Saquon last year at times before the injury. I still think he's got the breakaway speed. I think Braylon Allen is really good. But I think Breece is still a more dynamic player. I think you'll see him in the screen game. I think you'll see him in the passing game in a variety of positions. I think you want to get that guy the ball as much as you can right now because I do think he's got the ability to make you miss and run away from you.
I agree to an extent here. I think that the Breece Hall before he shredded his knee in Denver a couple of years ago was that, you know, home run masher. I'm not saying he's no longer capable of it, but now, you know, since he's lost a little tick on the speed, you've got to be more reliant on vision. And listen, I'm not you. I don't look at it like this, but I look at enough film to, for me, in a most rudimentary way to say, I don't love his vision. I don't think he sees things quick enough and is decisive enough to pounce when he has to. And without the home run speed, I don't think Breece Hall's quite what he was, and I don't think he's ever going to be.
I'm not ready to say that yet. I mean, I'm not saying you're not that you're wrong. I'm not ready to say it yet. I want to see him against a quality offensive line where he's not trying to dodge people in the backfield like some of the breakdowns they had up front last year. I want to see him a complete year removed from the injury and the rehabilitation and all of that. You know, I want to see. So I'd like to give him a fresh start here.
Yeah.
In this particular system where. You know, I mean, look, we could have said a lot of the same things about Saquon, you know, when he was with the Giants, and then we saw what he did. Now, I'm not comparing Breece to Saquon, but, you know, if you get good runways, you know, I want to see him with that head of steam going and see if he can make those cuts right now.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Last one for me on the Jets, Baldy. What are your expectations? We talked about it yesterday. I don't think that this is a playoff team by any stretch. If everything goes perfectly and even factor in the ABT injury year, where do you see the Jets at the end of the year record-wise?
Well, I mean, if they get to 8 or 9 wins, I think that's a major success. I'd love to see them play some meaningful games, whether it's for a playoff position or knocking somebody out of the playoffs in December. Like, it's been a while since we've seen competitive football in December. Like, I'd love to see that where you go, wow, you know. And then, you know, I'd like to see a team that's just improving. I mean, last year, they were the most penalized team in football. If you just said, okay, we're not going to be in that category anymore. We're going to play better special teams. We're going to take the ball away at a much better rate than less than one time a game like last year.
Yeah.
If we could just see some improvement and then – if that can transfer to 8 or 9 wins, I mean, I think that would be a major victory for the Jets this year.
We're in the same neighborhood. All right, so the Giants now. That's a little different because the coach is back for year 4. He had a little success early. It's largely been a disaster. Not all his fault. Roster hasn't been that great. Before we get to, like, Dart and specific stuff, just like an overall, you know, wide brush here or broad brush, Giants talent 1 through 53 compared to the last couple of years. Where are we at with this? Let's start with that, Baldy.
Well, I mean, you can't not go out to practice or watch them in preseason and not feel optimistic, a lot more optimistic than we had maybe the last 2 years. And so, you know, obviously we're going to talk about the quarterback, but I think the roster is a lot better. Like, I think they've got much better depth on the offensive line.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think they're better at the running back position right now. We know what Tyrone Tracy is. We kind of feel like Scadaboo is going to be kind of special. The defensive front should be very, very good. So, and I think, you know, the additions they made in the secondary with Javon Holland and, Paulson Adebo. I mean, I think they're a lot better top to bottom on this roster than at any point over the last 4 years.
So what are the expectations for this team then? I mean, can we be talking playoffs here?
Well, I do the first game, you know, in Washington. And I just tell people, they played Washington really tough in both games last year.
They did.
And that was with that roster. Mm-hmm. And that's the Washington team that won 14 games and went to an NFC Championship game. Like, you know, you think it happened week one. Nobody's played and nobody's tackled. You know, all this stuff. Like, I feel good about the Giants going down the, 95 here on Sunday to play Washington. I feel like they can win that game. And if they do, like, forget about how tough the schedule is. That's a very, very good team. That's a better team than lost to Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game last year, if you ask me. And so I want to see them go toe-to-toe with Washington right now. And who's to say that, you know, they can't go make those plays that tips the point and, you know, wins that first game? And who knows? Then we're talking next week about, they could be a playoff team. I think it's a little early for that right now.
Yeah.
Because we got to see what the quarterback situation is going
to
look like.
Mm-hmm. And obviously we're going to get the Dart here. But see, the thing that I think will enable the Giants to be much different this year, if they could get to this point, is if they could get some leads, which their quarterbacks just couldn't provide. Because even I don't need 21-3. Just give me 3 points. Give me 7 points. Let my defense pin the ears back and go get a little aggressive. And if they can get that, that defense is going to destroy people, Baldy.
I totally agree. Like, they could not score points, not just last year. They couldn't score points the year before.
Yeah.
Like, you can't score points. You can't ask the defense because they just get worn down. You get to ask the defense after turnovers, after bad field position, you know, just to go out there and win games. Like, you can't. Like, nobody can. Like, you know, there's very few teams that can, they play that style. They got to score points this year. And if they do, I agree. This defense, I'd love to see, offenses in the fourth quarter playing catch up and on 3rd and 13. I'd love to see these guys tee off on some of these quarterbacks that they're going to face.
How long do you think before we see Jackson Dart as QB1, Baldy?
Well, it's going to, you know, it's always dictated by A, health. Does Russell Wilson stay healthy? B, is he productive? Are they scoring the points that we think they should score with a good offensive line? An offensive line that actually has some depth this year. This Marcus Bowe, it looks like a really good player. Like, they think they've got real depth if anything goes wrong up front. And, you know, I think that if Russell is not getting the job done and they're not moving the team, they're not scoring points in the first month, I think it could be that early.
first month of the year? Would you recommend that? Well, the rookie quarterback, as tough as he's looked and the attitude and all that stuff and the confidence and the success that he had in the preseason, you think that's wise to throw a rookie quarterback in that early?
Well, I mean, look, I'm just saying four full games. We're into October now. And if the team is scoring 13 points a game and they're not converting in the red zone or on third downs like you need to, and the quarterback is a problem, then I think you turn it over to him. I think a month is, this kid looks like, here's the dilemma that every Giant fan, you, me, everybody that's watched this team. What if this kid is really, really good and you're just sitting him, you know, and we're not letting him develop? Like, what if he's ready? We don't know.
Yeah.
And I do think there is, there's a deal of that you can glean from watching early on. But I remember Donovan McNabb, you know, in his first 6 weeks that he came out, and I'm not comparing him to McNabb or any whatever, but I'm just throwing a guy out there. Uh-huh. Doug Peterson started, and Donovan worked in there. And then by the time he took over, like, he was the guy, and they never looked back for a decade.
Yeah.
So that's the blunt, because obviously he looked great in preseason. He played no huddle. He played up-tempo. He made great throws. And I know it's preseason, so I'm not getting carried away, but at no point did it ever look too big for him.
Listen, you're absolutely right, Baldy. But to me, and I think we might even see him in a few sub-packages this weekend. I mean, you're not QB3, you're QB2 for a reason. I think he's going to be out there at some point on Sunday for a snap or two, whatever, something that Russell can't do with his feet. But see, you said something that I find very interesting, and you're not wrong, but I want to give you the counter, what I think is more important. You said, well, what if he's right and you're not playing him? What if he's ready and you're not playing him? I get that. But what if he's not quite ready and you do play him? Like, yeah, you might lose a win or two if he is ready and he doesn't play, but you run the risk of ruining a young quarterback if he does play and he's not ready.
Well, that's the dilemma. It's just a dilemma. Now, I don't think, like, this kid just had 3 years in the SEC playing in the biggest, you know, cathedrals in all of sports. And he looked just fine. Win or lose, or, you know, whatever. I mean, you go into Baton Rouge, you go into Tuscaloosa like he did, like, I don't know, like, I think he's ready for it. But in person, that's just me. But I don't think this kid's going to get damaged if he plays too soon. I don't think that's going to happen to him. I don't think he's going to get skittish. But, look, you're better off waiting and holding out as long as you can. But I don't believe he's going to sit and be redshirted this whole year. I don't believe that for a second.
We're going to have meaningful football, Baldy, for both these teams beyond Halloween.
Come on.
Gosh, I sure hope so. I sure hope so, man.
Can't take it anymore.
I don't want to be on here at Thanksgiving, you know, talking about the draft with everybody.
Oh, right.
I really hope so. I
really, we'll be talking about the Knicks if things don't change at Thanksgiving with you. Forget about football.
All right, look, I'm all about talking about the Knicks, man. That was a great one. I mean, I'm ready to jump in with you, but, you know, I'd like to keep it, like, between the white lines here. Of these NFL games.
Yeah, us too. And all we talk about is the draft and which coach is going to be fired and who they should hire. It's ridiculous. So hopefully we get some meaningful football. Baldy, always good to talk to you. Enjoy week one. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.